as of last night, are prepared to let Dunkley go through to the preseason draft. And I don't say that lightly, but such is their frustration over a lack of progress with the Brisbane Lions on a suitable deal. Now, I'll take you back a couple of days here. This discussion between the two clubs initially centered around Brisbane offering what they had at the time, pick 15, and a future first-round pick. The Lions will finish pointy end of the ladder next year, you would have thought, mind you. So keep that in mind. The Dogs weren't thrilled with that, but they were aware Brisbane don't have access to the high-end stuff, and what you've got's what you've got. It's not ideal, but they were happy to move on and make hay with that. But the Lions also wanted the Dogs 2 second-round picks back in exchange, 30 and 39. So it came with a massive cost back the other way. They also wanted a future third. So the Dogs were staggered. The Lions told them that if you don't take the deal, we'll take and we'll trade 15 out, which is what we saw yesterday. The Dogs didn't blink. The Lions didn't either. And they sent 15 out for picks back the other way. Now, the Western Bulldogs throughout all this are pointing to Tim Taranto as the example. 12 and 19 by Richmond. They think Dunkley is worth at least that, perhaps even slightly more given what he's achieved in his career to date. The Lions went up. We need the points. We won't be able to get the two kids in if we do that deal. Those two kids, of course, Will Ashcroft, the nominal number one choice, and Jasper Fletcher, considered a first-round candidate as well. So the Lions are in a delicate position. They need a pointy end pick, or at least a collection of them, to get Josh Dunkley in, and they need to satisfy the points situation when it comes to the bids on their father's sons. So the Lions traded out 15 yesterday, and we're back to square one on this, and some frustration attached to it as well. The two first-round picks, even reasonably late ones, would get it done for the Dogs, depending on how close the Lions can claw 21 back to 15. But the Dogs aren't going to give anything back. The Lions said, we're giving you what you want. The Dogs are obviously saying, no, you're not. So the Lions might not now try to nudge 21 up a bit, but the Dogs feel they've been taken for a ride, and Brisbane think they'll fold. So the Western Bulldogs last night sat down, is my understanding, and resolve themselves to the fact that they are now committed, if it gets to this, to getting nothing in return, if it gets to that. Now, I know that threat gets thrown around from time to time, but I can tell you they are resolute on this at the moment, the Dogs. Dunkley, therefore, would go into the open market. It's a very real proposition at the moment where things stand. Admittedly, with a fair period of water to go under the bridge yet, of course, until the deadline next Wednesday. So if he slides through to the open market, the Dogs also, the other thing I was told, is haven't given up hope of taking him back. They're more than happy to call his name out and he can come back if he wants to. As I say, there's a few days to go, some water to go under the bridge, but the Lions are in such a delicate position with wanting their cake and eating it too when it comes to Dunkley and Ashcroft and Fletcher that it has made this Dunkley trade enormously difficult. And the Dogs are perhaps a tad irritated that the Lions knew all year that these kids were coming through and they probably haven't adequately prepared for that, and yet they have committed to taking Josh Dunkley. So it'll be really interesting to see where this one goes, but it's up on blocks at the moment. The Lions nowhere near it, albeit with some time to go. Brody Grundy, that situation, Collingwood can't keep him, won't keep him. We know this trade happens with the 5 years to run. Hasn't happened yet, though. And Graham Wright, you know, it's a big deal for Collingwood. Pick 27's there from Melbourne. My understanding is the Pies are also waiting to see what the Demons might get for Luke Jackson, and they might ask for it. So then they'd get 27, maybe even an earlier pick inside 25, and they'll ask for that. Bear with me while I work through these. We mentioned Tim Taranto. Jacob Hopper will get done. It just happens to Richmond. A year to run on his contract. The Tigers will give up their future first. Pick 31, and it looks like Ivan Soldo. I think that's the package at the moment. Soldo wasn't playing. He can play at GWS regularly and consistently. They met yesterday, the Soldo camp. And then you look at it combined. Now, I know they separated the two deals, Taranto and Hopper, but if you were to package them together in the fullness of time to say Taranto and Hopper are traded for 12, 19, 31, a future first and Soldo, I think that's fair. The Tigers have won fans over, by the way, with the way it's gone down and how they've gone about it. Look, a lot of smoke around Lockie Whitfield. My personal belief and understanding from speaking to people around it is it won't be happening. Nick Haynes won't be happening. He's happy in Sydney as well. I think Hopper gets done, which perhaps means Lockie Whitfield, there's no need for him to be traded anyway. But even if it gets to that, we'll see what happens with that one. Hunter Clark isn't leaving St Kilda, I don't think. Not an Alistair Clarkson affected thing here. There was a move in train here to North Melbourne. The Saints have ensured this trade won't be happening. So I think we can put a line through Hunter Clark. There is just so much happening today. Isaac Rankin will be dealt to Adelaide today. This deal will go through in the coming hours. Now, it will be for pick 5, but not pick 5 on its own. The Suns want selections in next year's draft. There's some academy kids coming through there. There will be a sweetener here in some way for the Suns, whether it be a future pick given by Adelaide on top of five, or maybe even a swap of future picks that works out favourably for the Suns. Something like that will happen today is my understanding. And there's a basic understanding this deal is processed today. The Crows, by the way, have pick five in the preseason draft too. So Gold Coast aren't going to get much more than that at the pointy end of a trade exchange, given the Crows have the high ground. But it looks as though Adelaide, they're operating in pretty good faith here as well. We heard yesterday Jack Bowes choosing Geelong, pick seven, and the $850,000 contract next year for him, and close to the same for him next year going through to Geelong, who have done it magnificently well here. One of three deals done with, you think, Tanner Bruin and Ollie Henry to follow. It'll be a future second rounder, and the deal has been spread to 4 years for Jack Bowes. So he gets his two that he's owed and the money with a bit more attached onto it by Geelong over the course of 4 years. Now, I know a lot of you have asked the question, if he can't get a game in the Gold Coast midfield, how does he get a game in the Cats midfield? Simple question, answer to that question is, he's better than the young players coming through at the Cats. The Cats have watched this guy for a while. The interest is real in the player. I think he plays through the middle. Guthrie, 31. Selwood is gone. Danger's rotated through. Tom Atkins got in there because of opportunity. Now, Jack Bowes played back at Gold Coast because Took, Rowell, Anderson, they've got a monopoly on that spot week to week. Think of the Cats. Guthrie, Atkins, Selwood, Dangerfield, Parfitt, the list goes on and on. At the Suns, there's seemingly a reluctance to change that midfield mix. So it'll be a future second, but the Cats are dealing hard right now too, by the way. As a rival list manager said, they're trying to win every game to love at the moment, but maybe they need to get these three former first rounders in the door. Whew, there is a lot happening here on day four of the trade period, but I'd love your say throughout this show. Let us know what your thoughts are. The open line is for EFS, delivering simple freight solutions. 1300 736 736. The 40 Winks temper is 0433 98 11 16. The trade updates, as we bring them to you, as always, brought to you by Tyre Power, number one on the trade table. I'm just thinking, have I missed anything here? I don't think I have. I think I've got everything off my chest the way things sit at the moment.